Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. As we read through the majestic Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, chronologically, it's not just the reading of the word chronologically. Isn't that interesting? Well, see if you can see me on YouTube because
I'm looking.
It doesn't look like it's there. So for those of you that have joined us by Blog Talk Radio, we're glad to have you with us. Tonight's going to be a good night. We're going to be studying the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is actually preaching on the mountainside. There's nothing available. It says that we're streaming. I closed out that one.
Refresh.
I just closed it out. It won't be there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. There's something about it that's not right, so we'll just do it again. So we welcome you. We're in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, and this is very interesting because what's ending up happening is we're reading two or three of the same reading in a night, in a morning, and all of a sudden puts it in a whole new light. And I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I really am. I am enjoying it. It is this study of the Word of God as we read it chronologically has just revealed so many things to me that I actually had never seen before, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, most certainly, I read the Bible, but then maybe I didn't. I don't know. Some of that stuff is like, I don't know whether I read this or not. And you know you actually had to have read it at some point, 50 years of your Christian life, but just all of a sudden it's like, man, I don't know. This is really good, and it seems like it's too good for me to only be getting it the first time right now. Anyways, be that what it is, we're glad that you're here with us and that you're enjoying this time of study in God's Word. And there ain't nothing else to say except His Word is alive and well. Book of Hebrews, chapter 4. The Word of God is living and powerful. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4. So as you read it, it is life to those who find it, and help to all their flesh, whether that's your gizzard flesh or your hair follicle flesh or your toenail flesh. It is help to all their flesh. And, you know, in the book of Revelation, it says, blessed is he who reads or he who hears it read. So there's a blessing to hear the word of God read. The children of Israel, when Moses would read the law, they would stand in awe. They would stand quietly. They would stand there for hours and listen to it. And so that's the emphasis of the wonderful word of God in every part of your life. The other side of it is reading through the Old Testament out loud. God is in concern with every part of your life. He has left nothing out. I've been studying a little bit about dreams the last couple of days. Joel chapter 2 says, in the last day, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men will see visions. I'm still seeing dreams, so I'm a young man. I'm almost 60, but that don't matter nothing. I'm a young man, all right? So here's the thing. God revealed to Solomon wisdom in a dream and asked Solomon the question. Solomon answered the question in the dream, and God gave him the answer that he asked for in the dream in his daily life. So the Word of God is so filled with absolutely everything you need. Even if God's having trouble getting it to you intellectually, he'll give it to you in a dream.
Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he ministers to us in the night season. Say it. Minister to me.
Minister to me.
In the night season.
In the night
season.
In
my dreams.
In my dreams.
Every night.
Every night. Amen.
Every night. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, now I've gone to preaching, and I got to get to reading because I'm not trying to make it last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
You know, I think the thing with reading the Bible like this, in comparison to, we're so used to studying where you pick out certain portions of scripture and verses and you see them that way, where now you're reading the entire context of around it, and it just puts a whole different light on what you're reading.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. It really does. Say it with me, Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive from you.
The living word.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Matthew chapter 5. Here we go. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and forthwith began to speak and taught them, saying, Jesus told us, go into all the world and preach the gospel, teach, disciple. He's teaching his disciples. What he told us to do, he gave us 3 years of example to do that very same thing. Make disciples of all nations. Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. No matter who you are, COVID affected you in one way or another. The pandemic. Declare it. I am comforted.
I am comforted.
Anybody this morning, you're blessed if you'll let God comfort you. I'm not doing very good at reading very much without preaching. You have to hold the sign higher. Just read the word. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled with righteousness. So what you're hungering and thirsting for, he's not going to give you steak and potatoes when you want a hamburger and fries. When you hunger and thirst for righteousness, that's what you receive. So much to preach about. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Persecution comes, you know you're on the right path for the kingdom of heaven. Anybody want to say thank you, Jesus? Rejoice. No, wait, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And from my own personal experience, watching people who were persecuted for righteousness' sake, they not only got a reward in heaven, they have a serious reward on earth because they endured the persecution and their heart did not get bitter.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
If you're bit, don't get bitter. Amen? Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. I got one right there, and I got five right there. A lamp on a stand. Why? Produce light. Take away the shadow. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Verse 17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Jesus didn't come to destroy the Old Testament like preachers preach today, that it's all done, it's of no value to you now. Are you kidding me? After what we just saw, it is of absolute value to be able to understand the New Testament. Because you can see clearly who what God's nature is as you have read through the Old Testament. It's a nature of love and mercy and forgiveness and grace. But keep reading. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And for every one of you that helps us teach the word of God and help others get there, your reward is just as great as our reward. Because you're standing with us, holding up our arms, helping us get there to that focused goal.
Amen.
Did you send a link to Roger? I forgot to. Let's go down to 20. I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. That means the scribes and the Pharisees were not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said it. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder. Whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raca, or thou fool, you shall be in danger of the council. Whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. That brother can mean from your mom, but it also can mean the brother at church. 23, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar, go your way, first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. You sure don't hear that taught much at offering time, do you? Agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid every last penny. 27. You have heard that it was said of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman or a man to lust for her or him has already committed adultery in their heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Jesus just used the word hell. You got to stop saying it doesn't exist. 30. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Jesus wasn't talking about dismemberment or mutilation. Jesus was talking about get severe in dealing with the sin by receiving Jesus' righteousness and accepting the glory of God, the righteousness of God, the love of God, his wash of his blood on the inside. 31. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Now, those are Jesus' words. You can't take them out of the Bible. You can't sugarcoat them. You got to take them for what they are. Make sure you deal with yourself properly in the word of God, the things of God, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and repentance. Make sure you make everything right so that you can walk on in God. Not everybody can restore their marriage. You can't change this verse of scripture is what I'm trying to tell you. And you can't be condemned. The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And if you have a question about all that, email me, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and we'll help you get the understanding, give you a good set of teachings on it. 33. Again, you've heard it said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but you shall perform your oaths to the Lord. I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by earth, for it's his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you can't make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. That last phrase is not quoted very much with let your yes be yes, and your no, your I be I, and your nay be nay. They don't add that last part on there very much, do they? For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. 38, go the second mile. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. Whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you, take away your tunic, let him have your cloak. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you. And from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. What's Jesus saying? If you sow it as a seed, they're not taking it from you. Right? 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Well, God didn't say that. Man said that. I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same thing? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And the King James says, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. And I'm going to tell you something. When you've been, if you go back in the last week in our study, starting a week ago on Saturday night, and then you study Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you're going to get a really good understanding of this verse about the perfection. Because the Bible very specifically teaches it. Jesus said this by the assignment of the Father. Remember what he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. So he's speaking by the Father through the Holy Spirit. Chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Isn't that something? Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. What's their reward? Man saw them do it. And that's the end of their reward right there. I want a little bit more reward. Matter of fact, I want souls connected to everything we do. And therefore, we've got to make sure we do it right. 3, when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Let's say something real quick. Remember in the New Testament, the book of Acts, it says that the centurion had given alms before men and done many things for the Jews. What does that mean? He was seen as doing it. But when you're doing something for someone who's needy, that's when our mouths have to be zipped, because we don't want to, in any way, when we're giving alms to the poor, belittle them for the place, the position in life that they've found themselves. But if you're doing something, you're going to build a temple, or you're going to build something in the community for somebody, there ain't no way that you're going to be able to keep that quiet from everybody. What he's saying is don't become prideful and arrogant about it all. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, just reading. We're just reading. When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. They were seen by man. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut your door, pray to your Father who's in that secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. I love that verse. Your Father knows the things you need before you ask him. And when you think about the fact that he's living in here, he's going to inspire you to ask for the things you need that he's going to bring to you. How cool is that? Even if you don't know, you, as the old saying goes, you might be dumber than a box of rocks, but if you've got God on the inside, you're now on the top edge of everything. In this manner, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we know You do not lead us into temptation, but you deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you of your trespasses. Now that's alarming to some people. However, the reality of it is, God is just looking at you and me saying, show me how you want me to treat you. When he says, do unto others as you would have them do to you, it's not for the other person. It's so that he can see how you're going to treat other people, so he knows exactly how to treat you.
Right.
Some people are like, Pastor, do not say that like that. That's just how it is. If you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. You can't be, because he can't forgive you if you won't forgive other people. Did you hear what I said? He can't forgive you if you won't forgive other people. Your unforgiveness is standing in the way of receiving forgiveness from him. 16. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. Man will see them. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Welcome, Brother Roger. Verse 19, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. People's 401ks are not worth very much right now at all. Sad. It's really, really, really sad. But thank God you have been connected. Our visitor on Blog Talk Radio, it's good to have you with us tonight. God bless you for being here with us. We are in Matthew chapter 6, and we're down here to verse 21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Did you notice that it doesn't say where your heart is, your treasure will be? It says where your treasure is,
yeah,
where you're spending your money, that's where your heart's going to be. 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. That's why when you're born again, it seems so amazing, because Jesus, the light of the world, just comes and lives on the inside of you. 23, if your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
Yeah.
Wow. Verse 24. I could preach half an hour on every one of these verses. That's amazing. 24. No man can serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Now, pause for a minute. Always remember on this program, if you show up here and you need prayer, we will always pray with you. Now, we would ask that you would send it in by email. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You'll see that right down in the notes of it. But if you're here and you need prayer, type it in the notes, in the comments, what do you call it? In the chat. And at the end of the program, we'll pray for everybody. That way we don't just keep stopping in the middle. I don't say that very often, but I felt that I'm inspired to say it tonight. 26, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you, you are of more value than they are. Say this with me. I am valuable to God.
Valuable to God.
You are valuable to God. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Nobody. But by worrying, you can subtract some cubits from your stature. Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Not the whole field of them, like one. Solomon had some pretty serious glory. Verse 30, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. No matter what anybody else seeks, when you seek first the kingdom, God adds the things that you would seek. He adds them to you. Adds. He just adds them to you. Somebody ought to shout glory. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew chapter 7. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. With the same measure of judgment you use, it'll be measured back to you. And why do you look at a speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the railroad tie in your own eye? You ever seen a railroad tie? It's a big old chunk of wood. Creosote all over it. 5, hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Now, I want you to think about this. Chapter 7, verse 1. It says, judge not that you be not judged. There's no way you're going to live your whole life on this earth without making a judgment call. Now, what Jesus is talking about is you running your lips and tearing somebody down, character assassination, with your lips. You're going to make a judgment call about everything in your life. You're going to look at some people and say, that was dumb to do. I don't know why. Why would somebody, you ever heard yourself saying this? Why would somebody do that? Well, just learn to say, with the same measure of judgment I'm handing out right now, I will be judged. I know I will, because that's what the Bible says. And what does that do? That helps you and I learn not to be so judgmental against other people.
Yeah.
We judge ourselves by our intentions and them by their actions. That's one of the most common human traits there is judging everybody else by their actions, but judging you by your intentions. And how do you know what their intentions is? That's why Jesus said, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Verse 7, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. What man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? No. If he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? No. If you then, being evil or human, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, will your Father who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Give them to you. Got to read these verses for what it actually says. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by that, because narrow is the gate, and more difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. They disguise themselves like sheep, but they're really wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cast down, thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit, you will know them. You are going to know what people, who people are, by the fruit that's on their tree. 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. This is a very awakening set of verses right here.
Yes,
in 21. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name. We did many wonders in your name, and I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Wow. Now notice, they cast out demons in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to the wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So it was when Jesus had ended these things, the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. Do you know why Jesus taught as one having authority? Because he did have authority. Let's go back real quick to this verse right here, 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. It's a whole lot of people that are, they act religious and they think that makes them righteous. They may have even been born again. It's not too many days here. And we're going to read the parable of the 10 virgins. And they were all, amen, I am valuable to God. That's good, Roger. They were all virgins. All 10 of them. 5 of them did not keep more than enough oil. They knew where to get it. Because when the 5 wise said, you don't get our oil, they knew where to go to get it. And they went and got it and they came back. And the door was closed. The door was closed. They played around one time too many. And the rapture is going to happen. Now, that's not the end. There'll be people that make it all the way through the tribulation somehow. There'll be these people living inside of a mountain somewhere. But why live that way when you can just make Jesus the Lord of your life? We're going to pray the prayer of salvation with you right now, so that we know and you know you're right with God. I'm going to pray. Sister Lana, pray with me. You pray with me. I want everybody within the sound of my voice to pray this prayer, no matter when it is. Today's October the 10th, but no matter when you hear this, pray this prayer with me and pray it every time we do, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Now here's where you make your declaration. Say it boldly. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter
1. You make me a child of God.
You make me a child of God.
And I thank you for it.
Would I thank
Put your
you
hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into
my life. All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your
filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life,
and live a successful life
as a believer every day.
As a believer every
day. Jesus, mighty
name.
Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, Elaine. It's good to have you with us. It's good to have you with us. Bless you. Got a whole flock of folks over here tonight on YouTube. It's good. It's good. Love you all. Sign in. Say hi. We'd love to pray for you. Now, Pastor, what just happened to me? You just said, Jesus, I believe in you, and I receive you into my life. John 1:12 says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. You and I can just reach out and receive him. When you do, you receive all of his blood, all of his grace, all of his mercy, all of his love. And right now, Jesus got a big angel installing righteousness, Jesus' righteousness on the inside. If you listen, you can hear it. They're putting it in there. Because the righteousness you're going to live by is Jesus' righteousness. Now, I know many people have never, ever, ever heard this message. And many of you may have heard it, but you certainly didn't understand it. Jesus makes you into his righteousness. He makes you into it. And now you live by his righteousness. Now, I'm just going. You ready? Here's how you do this every day. When you wake up in the morning and you're laying there in your bed and you're saying, and you're stretching before you put your feet on the ground, because you want to have the joints and everything moving and get all the sleep out of yourselves. Look up at that ceiling and just say, Father, I mean, he's in here. You can look down and say, Father, help me walk with you today. Well, now what happens is Father just helps you walk with him every day, all day long. He's leading you from the inside out, not from the top side down trying to get it through your thick skull like your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your uncle, or somebody probably said to you in your lifetime at some point. When God came to live within you, he didn't have to get nothing through your skull because he's already on the inside leading you from the inside out. And if you will acknowledge him every day, all day long, he will lead you from the inside into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen.
Click like, hit subscribe, and ring the bell so that every time we're here, you are notified so you can come and enjoy the fellowship that we have here. Now, honestly, guys, I'm really trying to keep this down to 35 minutes, but somehow we got to get the amount of reading we're doing to be normalized, because some days it's a whole bunch and other days it's very little, but I'm going to keep working on it, see if I can adjust it a little bit myself. But stick with us. Honestly, stick with us. Put a little more time into it and say, no, I'm going to get up a little earlier and be a part of this. I'll listen on my lunch break, because the anointing that is on this word being read is just powerful. And the anointing is what destroys the yoke and removes the heavy burden. Jesus just came into your life and made you a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And he installed his righteousness on the inside of you. How cool is that? If you need more information, let me say it differently. You need more information. Email me, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right down there in the notes of the program on Blog Talk Radio and right here on YouTube. And we'll be a blessing to you. All the way from the islands of the Pacific. God bless you, Sister Elaine. It's always so good. You know, when we see your name pop up, it's, you don't even have to say a word. It's just like, oh my, there's our friend Elaine.
Yeah.
We've never seen your face. We've never hugged your neck yet. Oh, we would. We didn't go surfing with you or nothing yet. But hey, maybe we'll do that too. Thank you for being one of our family and friends and partners. Honestly, we appreciate you. Brother Roger, thank you for your faithfulness. Brother Roger, today during the morning program, got himself out of the house, went to the hospital, prayed for one of his friends, took communion with them. How amazing is that, Roger? How amazing is that? What a blessing it is to share that powerful force of communion with another soul. You might say, Pastor, I want to share communion with my family. Every time we have an evening program, which is Monday through Saturday, every night, in the end, the last half an hour of that program will be communion. You can go to the website, samueljcottle.com. It's just my name and .com. And the communion service is right on there too, where you could actually lead your family in once a day. Not out of religiosity, out of glorying in what Jesus is doing in your life and in your family. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight and for this morning. Make sure you share this with your friends. Click like. Make sure you're subscribed to everything we do. For those of you that are on YouTube, make sure you find our Blog Talk Radio channel. Because just in case YouTube doesn't work, we want you still be able to find this. The Blog Talk Radio channel, I just added the link in the comments in the chat here, so copy that, and that Blog Talk Radio channel is called Read the Word. And my name, Read the Word. And once you get there, click like, hit subscribe, and ring the bell for notifications. And that way, no matter what, you can always find us when you're looking for us in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Well, I was trained by some good folks, Elaine, and I watched my mom and dad serve their whole life. They were pastors. When my mom turned 80, she went and became ordained in the Nazarene Church at 80 years old. So there ain't no retire in this family. We just faithfully serve our God. Thank you for saying those kind words. We receive it. We call you blessed. Father, bless the lives of every one of our Read the Word people. Bless them with breakthrough. Bless them with understanding and with great vision. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. See you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, for Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. God bless you.